you very much indeed. Hello, I'm Alexander Armstrong, and welcome to Pointless, the quiz show that puts obscure knowledge to the test. Let's meet today's players. Couple number one.
Hello, I'm Diane, and I'm from Margate, and this is my husband, Alan, and we've been married nearly 35 years.
Oh, very well done. I think I deserve a little round of applause. Good work.
Thank you.
Beat that, couple number two.
Hi, I'm Lisa. This is my husband, Dean, and we're from Warwickshire. How long have we been married? 19
Don't
years.
Ask him. Very well done. Couple number three.
Hello, I'm Georgina. This is my dad, Graham, and we're from Ashington in Northumberland.
And finally, couple number four.
My name's Kieran, this is Darren, and we're work colleagues from Exeter.
And these, ladies and gentlemen, are today's contestants. Thank you all very much. We'll find out more about you throughout the show as it goes along. So that leaves just one more person for me to introduce. The Sonny to my Cher, the Elton John to my Kiki D, the Renato to my Rene. I don't know why I made myself the woman in all those partnerships either. It's my pointless friend. It's Richard.
Hiya. Hi, everybody. Good afternoon.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. Are you well?
Yeah, very well.
Excellent. Got two returning pairs today, haven't we? We've also got a returning jackpot as well.
Yes.
It keeps going up and up
it
and up.
It keeps recurring, actually.
Really does,
back
doesn't it?
It comes.
It's nicely in five figures now.
Uh-huh.
I thought I'd take the opportunity. Sometimes we get asked the same questions over and over again about the show, don't we? I thought I'd answer one. People always say, who are the 100 people? Can I become part of the 100 people?
Yes.
100 people. It's all done online. It's all completely anonymous.
I think sometimes those 100 people don't even know they're being polled.
It's a complete cross-section of the population. Absolutely, they don't know they're being polled for Pointless, is the point. And if Pointless fans started becoming part of one of that 100, suddenly the 100 would get very, very clever.
Yeah.
And the Central African Republic would score 30 points for every single question. So you cannot be part of the 100, I'm afraid. It's all done online.
And if we know one thing about Pointless fans, it's this. They're clever.
And do you get one trophy each?
Or yes, do you, get one between you do. You get one each.
One each.
Okay. Yeah, but the jackpot is split between the pairs. I get asked that a lot. Do they share the jackpot or do they get it each?
People say to me a lot, is Alexander actually clever? I say, yeah, man, he is really clever.
Thank you, Richard. Now, all our questions on Pointless have been put to 100 people before the show. Our contestants over here need to find the obscure answers our 100 people didn't get. Now, what everyone's trying to do, of course, is to find a pointless answer. This is an answer that none of our 100 people gave, and each time that happens, we will add 250 quid to the jackpot. As the big man says, Rachel and Sally didn't win the jackpot last time, so we add another £1,000 to that. So today's jackpot starts off at £11,250. Right, if everyone's ready, let's play Pointless. OK, in this round, I'm going to take an answer from each of you, but there is to be no conferring, and the pair that has the highest score at the end of the round will be sent home. OK, our first category today is... romantic films. Well, that's nice, isn't it, Diane? It's better than TV reality shows, which we had last time.
1,000,000% better.
There we are. OK, can you all decide in your pairs who's going to go first, who's going to go second? And whoever's going first, please step up to the podium. OK, let's find out what the question is. Here it comes. We gave 100 people 100 seconds to name as many actors in Love Actually as they could. Actors in Love Actually. Is that a good face, Lisa? I can't work out. Are you happy with that or not?
Not sure.
OK, well, we'll discover. Richard, Love Actually.
We're looking for the name of any actor or actress who received an acting credit in the 2003 film directed by Richard Curtis. We won't accept anyone who played themselves. I know Anton Deck and Michael Parkinson and various people play themselves. We won't accept them, just any actor or actress. Very, very best of luck. Hope you've watched it.
Thank you very much. Now then, Diane and Alan, you all drew lots before the show, and today you get to go first. Diane. Great to have you back, Diane.
Thank you.
Remind us what happened last time.
It was a disaster. It was reality shows, and Alan and I have never seen the television at the time when there's a reality show on, so we only watch Pointless.
They're going to win.
That's nice. That's a nice touch.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. Nicely done, Diane.
Thank you.
Have you seen Love Actually?
I think I have, but I'm having... I can see lots of faces, and I can see...
It's like a séance.
It is. no names are coming out of the mist.
It's very like a seance. Any initials?
No, no. Let me think. Oh, I know it's the chap from the office.
Diane.
Martin? Is Martin enough?
No.
Martin Williams.
Martin Williams. OK, Martin Williams, says Diane. Let's see if that's right, and if it is, let's see how many people said Martin Williams. No, bad luck, Diane, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm afraid, as you have guessed, that's an incorrect answer. That scores you the maximum of 100 points. I'm really sorry, Richard.
Sorry, Diane, I'll go through all the answers at the end of the round.
Now then, Lisa.
Hi.
Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Where are you from, Lisa?
We're from Warwickshire.
And what do you do in Warwickshire, Lisa?
I am short-haul airline cabin crew.
In your spare time, what do you get up to?
Well, I've been involved in Girl Guiding UK for 20 years, and on a Monday night, you can call me Snowy Owl, because I help run a brownie unit in my local area.
Very good indeed. Yeah. Remember, we're looking for the name of any actor who appeared in Love Actually. What are you going to go for?
I'm going to go for, and I think he played the president on this film, and I'm going to go for Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton, says Lisa. Let's see if that's right, and if it is, let's see how many people say Billy Bob Thornton. There it is, absolutely right. Ooh, and it's a good answer, look at that. It's pointless, Lisa. Wow, we haven't had one of those for a while. That's a pointless answer. It adds 250 quid to our jackpot, takes the total up to £11,500, and it scores you nothing. Brilliant. Very well done indeed.
That's the way to introduce yourself, Lisa. Very well played. And you're right, he plays the US president. Billy Bob Thornton claims to have a phobia of French antique furniture.
Oh, come on. A phobia?
Mm.
Is it going to be more specific? Which period? Louis XIV?
The whole thing.
The Sun King?
Anything post-1920 he's fine with.
Fine.
Anything pre-1920 gets a rash.
Thank you. Now then, Georgina, we come to you. Welcome to the show. And you are from Northumberland?
I am, yes.
God's own country there. Whereabouts?
Ashington.
From Ashington.
The miners' town.
Indeed. Great place, Ashington.
Yes.
There we are. Now, Georgina, what do you do?
I'm a student at Newcastle College.
At Newcastle. What are you studying?
Textile design.
Textile design. Yes. And what do you like getting up to in your spare time?
I like how, it's quite sad, but to knit.
It's very good,
it's
knitting.
Useful.
And useful for your course
as
well.
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. Good stuff. Now, do you watch lots of films?
I do, yeah.
Have you seen this film?
I have. I can vaguely remember Joanna Page, who is also in Gavin and Stacey.
Joanna Page, Stacey. Let's see, Joanna Page, is it right? How many people said it, if it is? Absolutely right, look at that. Very well done, Georgina. Down it goes, still going down. Look at that, three! That's how you do it. Very well done indeed. Joanna Page.
That's a great answer, Georgina. Very well played. She plays a body double who is very shy about having a relationship with another body double played by someone else.
Indeed. They often are. Now then, Kieran. We come to you. So, last time, remind us what happened. It was
African countries on the Atlantic coastline.
That's right, yes, that was tough.
We struggled.
Yeah, the 200 Club welcomes
you. 200 Club, yeah,
I'm
proudly,
its embrace. Yes.
Proudly in there. Yeah.
Very good. Kieran, remind us what you do.
I work for an energy company.
That's right, down in Exeter.
Down in Exeter, yeah.
So, we're looking for any actor or actress who appeared in the film Love Actually. Now, do you watch films?
I do watch films. I've never seen this one.
That's fun.
I do know actors in there, and I feel a little bit guilty in saying it, but I'm going to pick up on the potential first answer.
Oh, you're going to take Diane's half-chewed toffee?
Yeah, I do apologise, Diane. I do, sorry. But I'm going to say Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman, let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many of our 100 people said Martin Freeman. Oh, Diane, I'm sorry. Five for Martin Freeman.
Well played, Kieran, and Martin Freeman was the other body double.
Good stuff. Well, we're halfway through the round. Let's take a look at the scores as they stand. Naught is the very best score there, Lisa. Very well done to you. Lovely low score there, but they're pretty close, with one exception. Up to three, where we find Georgina and Graham. Up to five, where we find Kieran and Darren. Then I'm sorry, Diane, you were most of the way there. When you said Martin, I thought you were going to get the other one. Never mind. There you are on 100. Maybe it's not the last 100 of the round, and maybe, Alan, you might be able to do some digging.
I can tell you it won't be the last 100 of the round.
Yeah, that wasn't what I meant. But anyway, very, very best of luck, Diane and Alan, and indeed everyone else. We're going to come back down the line now. Can the second players please take their places at the podium? OK, we are looking for actors and actresses who appeared in the film Love Actually. Darren.
Hello.
Darren, welcome back.
Thank you.
And what do you like getting up to in your spare time, Darren?
I like doing all sorts of things, really. I'm a big fan of movies. I like playing poker, although I don't play too much because it costs me too much money.
Well, you're getting married. You are getting married later this year.
I am indeed getting married later this year, so... that's where all my money's going at the moment, so I don't think I'll get away with losing any of it at poker.
Well, I know one way you could net yourself £11,500.
Hopefully, yep. Yeah. Hopefully. Like Kieran, I've never actually seen Love Actually, but I think I know some actors that are in there. I think the fella from My Family was in it, and I believe his name was Chris Marshall.
Chris Marshall. OK, well, you're on five. The high scorers are Alan and Diane on 100. If you can score 94 or less, you go through to the next round. There's your red line. Chris Marshall. Is that right? How many people said it, if it is? Absolutely right. Very well done. Down it goes. Oh, it's another great answer. Look at that, Darren. Very well done indeed. One for Chris Marshall. Takes your total up to six.
Between the two of you, neither of you have ever seen the film. You scored 6 points. That's pretty good. That is pretty good going, isn't it?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Imagine if you'd watched it.
I know.
Now then, Graham. Mm. Graham, welcome to the show. What do you do, Graham?
I work for High Street Bank.
And what do you do when you're not working for your High Street Bank?
I like to read. I go to the gym a lot, watch a lot of sport on TV.
Very good. Whose idea was it to come on the show?
It was a sort of joint decision, but I guess Georgina prompted me to do it.
Very good. And it was an obvious partnership, was it? There wasn't no one else you thought of?
We play it at home, so...
I see. How do you do it? Well, you play along and then the first person shout out.
No conferring. You go first, step up to the podium.
Do you have any...
Very sad.
Very good. Anyway, Graham, have you seen Love Actually?
Yes, once. Long time ago.
OK.
But you want a name of an actor in it, don't you?
Well, you know, that's the round, but...
Martin McCutcheon.
OK, well, Martin McCutcheon, says Graham. The high scorers remain Alan and Diane on 100. You're on three, so a score of 96 or less. We'll see you through. There's your red line. Martin McCutcheon, is it right? How many people said it? Absolutely right, and you're through. 25. 25 takes your total up to 28.
That's nice playing it in the studio, isn't it? Because at home, now Georgina would be crowing that she got a much better score than you.
Absolutely.
But now you're together, it's rather lovely because you got through to the next round.
Yeah. It is nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
Very nice indeed.
She's still crowing inside, you know that, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Now then, Dean, welcome to the show. What do you do, Dean?
I work for the world's premier 4x4 manufacturer.
Wow. What do you like getting up to in your spare time?
Enjoy cycling, going to the gym, that kind of thing.
OK, very good.
Keeping
up with Richard Curtis films?
Yes, but they all sort of blend into one.
So. Well, I don't you like that.
No. Yeah,
well, if you've got a box set, I guess maybe they might. But Lisa, look, she scored nothing. She scored absolutely nothing there.
A hard act to follow.
Yeah, but you're going to have to follow it.
I'm going to have to go for Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman. Well, the high scorers are Alan and Diane on 100. You're on nothing. If you can score 99 or less, you're through to the next round. Alan Rickman. How many people said that? It's right. Seven. takes your total up to 7.
Safe and sound, Dean. Well done. He does that awful thing with the necklace, doesn't he, Alan Rickman, in that film?
Ah, yes. Yes. Alan, I'm so sorry. And this happened last time as well.
Well, oh, I haven't actually seen the film anyway.
Well, I'm afraid you are already the high scorers.
Okay.
But, well, you can have the last laugh by having a guess at somebody who might be in love, actually.
I'll guess Richard Gere.
Very much the last laugh. OK. Richard Gere, well, there's no red line for you as you are the high scorers, but let's see if Richard Gere's right, and if it is, let's see how many people said Richard Gere. Bad luck.
Surprise.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. I'm sorry. It scores you 100 points, takes your total up to 200. I think that's the 400 club now, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, welcome.
447.
447 club. Now, that is rare.
Yeah.
Not everyone gets into that.
No.
I'm really sorry. Yes, not Richard Gere.
Yeah, not Richard Gere, I'm afraid. Yeah, and 447, as you say, because you had a tiebreak in the last one as well, didn't you? So that's really pretty good going to play two rounds and scored 447. But it looks like you had fun, Alan. That's the main thing. You enjoy.
Just a bit.
Excellent. Let's go through some of the pointless answers. Billy Bob Thornton, we've already heard. It's a terrific answer. Denise Richards is in it towards the end. Elisha Cuthbert, better known for 24. January Jones, who is from Mad Men. The lovely Julia Davis, your friend, she's in it. Laura Linney is in Love Actually. All of these pointless. Marcus Brigstock plays a DJ in it. Rodrigo Santoro and Shannon Elizabeth. So very well done. If you said any of those, let's take a look at the top answers, the ones that most of our 100 people said. Colin Firth would have scored you 24. So we've already heard second place, Martine McCutcheon, 25. And right up the top, by a mile, unsurprisingly, Hugh Grant, 72 points.
Thanks very much indeed, Richard. So at the end of our first round, our losing pair, heading home with a high score of 200. I'm afraid it's Alan and Diane. I am so sorry this has happened twice. We're losing you far too soon, but it has been lovely having you on the show. Alan and Diane, lovely contestants. Thanks so much. But for the remaining three pairs, it's now time for round two. So, four pairs become three pairs, and at the end of this round, only two pairs will remain. Well, you were all pretty close, actually. Fantastic low scoring, generally. Lisa, obviously, very well done. You must be thrilled with that.
Relieved.
Yeah, what a debut on Pointless. Dean, you must be bursting with pride.
Oh, yes.
Very good indeed. Well, best of luck to all three pairs. Our category for round two is American politics. Can you all decide in your pairs who's going to go first, who's going to go second? And whoever's going first, please step up to the podium. OK, the question concerns quotations from US presidents. Quotations from US presidents, Richard.
On each pass, we're going to give you six phrases associated with a particular US president. You just need to tell us which US president we are quoting, please. There's going to be 12 in all, 12 US presidents to guess at home. Good luck.
OK, so let's reveal our quotations, and here they are. We have got Ich bin ein Berliner, 1963. Read My Lips, No New Taxes, 1988. Entangling Alliances with None, 1801. Speak Softly and Carry a Big Stick, 1903. No Whitewash at the White House, 1973. And Fourscore and 7 years ago, 1863. I'll read all of those quotes again. Ich bin ein Berliner, 1963. Read My Lips, No New Taxes, 1988. Entangling Alliances with None, 1801. Speak Softly and Carry a Big Stick, 1903. No Whitewash at the White House, 1973. And Fourscore and 7 years ago, 1863. There we are. Six quotes by American presidents. Dean.
Yes.
Dean, you have to name the most obscure president and match it, obviously, to the appropriate quote.
Well, it's going to have to be a bit of a guess, educated, I suppose, but I'm going to go for no whitewash at the White House and say Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon, says Dean. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many people knew that. Richard Nixon. Absolutely right. Good guess. 33. Not bad.
Good answer, Dean. Yeah, that's him denying any personal involvement with Watergate. And a couple of months later, of course, he resigned because he had been deeply personally involved.
Indeed. Now, Georgina.
Yes.
What do you make of this?
Not much. I'm going to have to take a guess based on the date of the top one and say John F. Kennedy.
Ich bin ein Berliner, John F. Kennedy, says Georgina. Let's see if that's right, and if it is, let's see how many people said that. Not bad at all. Richard.
Very well played, Georgina. Yeah, made that speech in West Berlin to 120,000 West Berliners.
Darren, what do you make of the board? It's all yours.
It is another shocker for me. I'm going to have to take a guess as well, based on the dates. Read my lips, no new taxes, 1988. I should know who was president in 88, because it was in my lifetime. It was either Reagan or George Bush Sr. Now, I know Reagan was president in 85, because that's when Back to the Future was set. But I don't know if he's still president in 88. I'm going to take a punt on George Bush Sr.
OK, George Bush Sr., says Darren, for Read My Lips, No New Taxes. Let's see if that's right, and if it is, let's see how many people knew George Bush Sr. said it. 17. Good answer.
That's very well worked out, Darren. Very well played. It's lovely to go via Michael J. Fox to George Bush Sr. Yeah, that was one of the central parts of his acceptance address, actually, in 1988. Reagan was president before him, as you said. Let's take a look at the rest now. 47 years ago. You know that one? Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln would have scored you 12 points. Speak softly and carry a big stick, a very famous quote. But who said it?
It was Theodore Roosevelt.
Theodore Roosevelt, absolutely. Would have scored you 6 points. And it's very catchy, isn't it? Entangling alliances with none.
Is Jefferson, I think.
Thomas Jefferson, yeah, absolutely right. Would have scored 1 point, the best answer there. Very well done to anyone who got all six of those. Very well done to anyone who got any of those using a Michael J. Fox film as well.
Very
That's the way we like things done now, isn't it?
Thank you very much indeed, Richard. OK, let's take a look at the scores. We're halfway through the round. 17, Darren, lovely low score there. Very well done. 33, Dean and Lisa, not bad at all. 47, not bad, but you are out in front, though. So, Graham, how good's your American presidential knowledge, Graham?
American history at university.
Why did you confess to that? OK, we're going to come back down the line now. Can the second players please step up to the podium? OK, let's put six more quotations on the board, and here they are. We have got, Is Our Children Learning? 2000. We Are Trying to Prevent a Third World War, 1951. Mr Gorbachev, Tear Down This Wall, 1987. America is the only idealistic nation in the world, 1919. I Pledge Myself to a New Deal, 1932. And We Got Him, 2011. I'll read those all again. Is Our Children Learning? 2000. We Are Trying to Prevent a Third World War, 1951. Mr Gorbachev, Tear Down This Wall, 1987. America is the only idealistic nation in the world, 1919. And I Pledge Myself to a New Deal, 1932. And We Got Him, 2011. There we are. Remember, we're looking for the names of the US presidents who uttered these famous words. And Kieran, you're going to try and find the name of the one you think the fewest of our 100 people knew.
I know two of them, the two obvious ones, so I'm going to go with Is Our Children Learning and George W. Bush.
George W. Bush. OK, well, the high scorers are Graham and Georgina on 47. You're on 17, so 29 or less will prevent you from becoming the new high scorers. There is your red line. George W. Bush, is it right? How many people said it? If it is. It is right. Oh, very well done. Look at that, 26. Good work, Kieran. That takes your total up to 43 and sees you into the head-to-head.
Thought that might score a few more, didn't you?
Yeah,
quite a famous George W. Bush quote. Said it when he was running for the Republican nomination in 2000 against John McCain.
Now then, Graham, how did you do in American studies?
Yeah, I've got a degree.
Not a good...
I've got a degree, yeah. It was Russian and American, so... I'm now trying to backtrack.
Okay, that's all right.
Funny there were a Russian leader up there as well.
Yes, I did notice that one.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's not bad, actually. America is the only idealistic nation in the world. Woodrow Wilson.
Let's see if that's right. You are the high scorers, so there's no red line for you. But let's see. Woodrow Wilson. How many people said it? Is it right? It is right. Very well done indeed. Look at that, Graham. Fantastic. One. Takes your total up to 48.
That's a terrific play, Graham. Very well done. You're the one punching the air at home now with that answer. Yeah, he said it in when he was trying to get America to take full participation in the League of Nations.
Lisa, we have a contest on our hands here. You are on 33. The high scorers on 48 are Graham and Georgina. If you can possibly score 14 or less, you are in the head-to-head.
Don't think that's going to happen.
Otherwise, we say goodbye to you and Dean.
OK.
So we want the names of the US presidents who said these famous things.
Well, I know the bottom one is Barack Obama. And I'm pretty sure that Ronald Reagan said to tear down the wall. The Third World War, Eisenhower, but I can't remember his first name, and 1932, I have no idea. So, I'll go with Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall, and Ronald Reagan.
Okay, Ronald Reagan, you are going to say. Okay. Well, here comes your red line. If you can get below that red line, you are through to the head-to-head. Let's see if Ronald Reagan will get you down there. Is it right? How many people said it? Oh, no. So close. 16. You needed 14. Oh, that's cruel. That takes your total up to 49, I'm afraid.
Look at those scores. 43, 48, 49. It's a good round from everybody. Really unlucky to go out on that one. They made that speech 50 yards from the wall itself. They called it very provocative at the time, but it did the job. You were right about Barack Obama. Right down the bottom there, would have scored 60 points. He said, "We got him." That's in reference to the US Special Forces when they finally captured Justin Bieber in 2011. I pledged myself to a new deal. Perhaps we should ask the American politics graduate here.
FDR?
Yeah, Franklin D. Roosevelt, absolutely right. Would have scored 10 points. And do you know who was president in 1951?
Harry S. Truman.
Harry S. Truman, very well played. 3 points that would have scored. So Woodrow Wilson, best answer up there.
Very well done. Thank you, Richard. So, Lisa and Dean, I'm afraid this means you will be leaving us. It's been great having you on the show. We will see you again next time. We look forward to that very much indeed. But thanks so much for playing. Lisa and Dean. For the remaining two pairs, though, it's now time for our head-to-head. Well, congratulations, Darren and Kieran, Graham and Georgina. You are one step closer to the final and a chance of playing for our jackpot, which currently stands at £11,500. So we have to decide which pair is going to go through to the final and play for that jackpot. And to do that, you are now going to go head-to-head. This time, you are allowed to confer, and the first pair to win two questions will be playing for the jackpot. Now, Darren, Kieran, you went out round two last time.
Yep.
So you've gone one notch further this time. This is virgin territory for you.
It is.
And here you are, our lowest scoring pair as well. Graham and Georgina, your first appearance on Pointless, and here you are in the head-to-head. Very well done. Best of luck to both pairs. Let's play the head-to-head. OK, here's your first question, and it concerns performers at the Olympics ceremonies. Performers at the Olympic ceremonies, Richard.
I'm going to show you five images now of people who took part in either the opening or closing ceremonies of the Olympic or Paralympic Games in 2012. Can you name the most obscure of these five?
OK, thanks very much. Let's reveal our five performers, and here they are. We have got... A... B... C... D... and E. there we have five performers from Olympics ceremonies. Now, Darren and Kieran, because you are our lowest scorers throughout the show so far, you get to go first.
We're going to go for B and Tayo Cruz.
B, Tayo Cruz, say Darren and Kieran. Tayo Cruz. Now, Graham and Georgina, talk us through the board.
A is Emily Sandé. C,
Stephen Hawking.
D, Annie Lennox. And Lily Cole for E.
And you're going to say Lily Cole.
E, Lily Cole.
So, Tayo Cruz and Lily Cole. Darren and Kieran said Tayo Cruz. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many people said Tayo Cruz. Absolutely right. Look at that. Ooh, it's low. Look at that. Four. Very well done indeed. Good work, Kieran. Graham and Georgina have gone for Lily Cole. Let's see if that's right for E, and if it is, let's see how many people said Lily Cole. Four is what you have to beat. Well, it's right, obviously. It's going to be close. Down it goes. Still go. Oh, eight. Very well done. Two brilliant answers there, but Darren and Kieran, you pipped them there with Tayo Cruz. Then after one question, you're up 1-0. Richard.
Best two answers on the board there. Let's take a look at the other three. A is Emily Sandé. She would have scored you 35 points. Stephen Hawking, C, would have scored you 39 points. I mean, Emily Sandé has not been going long. She's already almost as famous as Stephen Hawking.
Mm.
That's pretty good going, isn't it?
That's pretty good.
Take her a while longer to be as famous as D, though. Annie Lennox, who would have scored you 64 points.
Very good. Thanks, Richard. OK, here comes your second question. Graham and Georgina, you get to go first this time, but you have to win this point to stay in the game. Best of luck. It concerns Belgium. Belgium, Richard.
Yeah, this is one of those high-octane questions we're known for on Pointless.
Yeah.
Strap yourselves in. We're going to give you five clues to facts about Belgium. We need you to give us the most obscure fact, as if there's such a thing as an obscure fact about Belgium.
OK, let's reveal our five facts, and here they are. We have got Belgian cartoonist and creator of Tintin. It's monarch since 1983. Actress born in Belgium who played Holly Golightly. Manchester City captain and Belgian defender. Belgian-born actor often known by the initials JCVD. I'll read those all one last time. Belgian cartoonist and creator of Tintin. It's monarch since 1983. The actress born in Belgium who played Holly Golightly. Manchester City captain and Belgian defender. And the Belgian-born actor often known by the initials JCVD. There we are. Five clues to facts about Belgium. Graham and Georgina, you go first.
Company. Right.
I will go with the cartoonist creator of Tintin, just Hergé.
Hergé. Very good. Hergé, say Graham and Georgina. Now then, Darren and Kieran.
Do you know Monarch?
No, we don't know Monarch.
I know the others, I think.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Vincent Company. I think the actress is Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah, go that.
We're going to go for the actress born in Belgium who played Holly Golightly. Go for Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn, say Darren and Kieran. So we have Hergé and we have Audrey Hepburn. Graham and Georgina went with Hergé. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many people said it. It is right. Ooh. 30. What? That's higher than I was expecting for that. Darren and Kieran have gone for Audrey Hepburn. Let's see if that's right. Let's see if it'll beat 30. It is right. Oh, and it does. Look at that. Down it goes. 15. Wow. Surprising result there, but very, very well done. Darren and Kieran, after only two questions, you're through to the final 2-0.
Yeah, terrific answer. She's born in Belgium. Now, let's take a look through the rest of the answers. The biggest score of all is the one down the bottom, the Belgian-born actor. Do you know that one?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Absolutely right. but has scored 51 points. Now, one of the many, many Belgians in the Premiership these days, there's an extraordinary amount of them, and this is Vincent Kompany, Vincent Kompany, if you like, would have scored 19. And the monarch since 1983 is the best answer up there. It's King Albert II, and he would have scored you 1 point.
Thanks very much indeed, Richard. So the pair leaving us at the end of the head-to-head, I'm afraid it's Graham and Georgina. Oh, such a strong performance all the way up to the head-to-head, and then you came up against Darren and Kieran.
Tough competition.
Very tough. Well, there we are. Listen, Graham and Georgina, the good news is we get to see you next time. We'll look forward to that very much indeed. But thanks so much for playing. Meantime, Graham and Georgina. But for Darren and Kieran, it's now time for our pointless final. Congratulations, Darren and Kieran. You've beaten all the competition and you have won our coveted pointless trophy. So very, very well done. You now have a chance to win our pointless jackpot. And at the end of today's show, the jackpot stands at £11,500. You've done unbelievably well, though, in this show. Last time you were second round, you left. This time, Love Actually. Neither of you have seen it.
No.
Two brilliant answers there.
Don't know where they came from.
Probably never will watch it, either.
And you cruise through the American presents.
Somehow.
A whitewash in the head-to-head.
Yep.
Now, Darren, let's just focus on this for a moment or two. You have to win this jackpot. You have to.
Well, yeah, obviously, I've got big plans coming up, so... Yeah. If we do win that jackpot, honeymoon in Vegas, I think.
What, because the gambling is going so well?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Now, to win that money, all you have to do is find a pointless answer. First, though, you have to choose a category, and you can choose from these five options. They are 19th century theatre, rappers, panel shows, golf, words.
What do you think?
You could be wise, aren't you?
More right with words.
Rappers, I'm no good at.
Nope.
Words or panel shows, which thinks better?
More right, panel shows. I think words, maybe?
Words have probably got a better chance to get
Let's go for that then.
We'll go for words.
Go for words.
You're going to go for words. Okay. Best of luck. Here it comes. We gave 100 people 100 seconds to name as many words that begin with a vowel and end with an ology as they could. Richard.
We're looking for any word that has its own entry in the Oxford Dictionary of English that begins with a vowel and ends ology. As always, no hyphenated words, no trademarks or proper nouns. Just any word that starts with a vowel and ends ology. We won't accept the word ology itself.
OK. You now have up to 1 minute to come up with three answers, and all you need to win that £11,500 is for just one of those answers to be pointless. Are you ready?
Yep.
OK, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. There they are. Your time starts now.
Do you know any?
Anthropology.
Yep.
Anthropology.
Ornithology.
Ornithology, yeah.
I'm sure oncology is a word. I don't know what it means.
Ornithology?
Ornithology, yeah.
Ornithology,
just
ornithology,
That's what it was.
So we're going to go... So
we've got three.
Ornithology, anthropology.
I'm sure oncology is a word.
Oncology, I think. Anything, there's no use or anything.
There's no,
there.
Like...
Enzymology
or something like that, is it? Does that exist?
I wish it did. Yeah.
I don't know. Speleology.
Yeah.
So. Don't begin with vowels. I don't know why I'm saying it.
No, mythology.
10 seconds left.
What do you think?
Anthropology.
Yeah.
Ornithology.
Yeah.
And
I think oncology, but also the enzymology. I don't think anthropology will be.
Yeah.
Okay, your time's up. We were looking for words beginning with a vowel and ending in ology. I now need your three answers.
Okay, we're going to go for ornithology.
Ornithology.
Oncology.
Oncology.
Which I hope is a word. And enzymology, which we might have made up, but it's possible.
We're going to go with it.
Okay, enzymology.
Yeah.
Well, they've got to study it, haven't they? What else are they going to call it?
It's got to be called something.
Well, there you are. Okay, so ornithology, oncology, enzymology.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Of those three, which do you think is your best shot at a pointless answer?
I was hoping I've not made that up. Oncology.
Okay, oncology goes last. Which is your least likely?
Should we put enzymology?
Enzymology. Perfect, we'll put that first. Okay, let's pop those up on the board in that order, and here they are. We have got enzymology, ornithology, and oncology. They look really good on that board, don't you think?
They look very good.
So we were looking for words beginning with a vowel and ending with ology. Now, enzymology. was your least confident answer. You only have to find one answer. Only one of them has to be pointless for you to win that jackpot of £11,500. Now, Darren, I don't need to ask you what you'd be doing with that.
No, I think the money would go nicely towards our upcoming wedding.
Very good indeed. Kieran, how about you?
Another boring answer. Just have to be doing up the house.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing boring about doing up the house.
It's pitiful, isn't it?
No, that's good. That's very good. Well, OK, so enzymology was your first answer. You weren't that confident about enzymology.
No, but we think we might have made it up.
OK, well, I think it sounds like a good word. We'll find out, though. Enzymology, is it right? And if it is, how many people said it? It is right. Oh, it's a word. Darren, look what you've done. Enzymology, if this goes down to zero, you leave here immediately with £11,500. It's still going down. Down it goes. Still going. Down it goes. Yes! That is brilliant.
That's fantastic.
Well done. That's
brilliant.
Brilliant.
Unbelievable.
Well done. Well done. Well, congratulations, Darren and Kieran. Enzymology, as it turns out, is a word.
A good word.
Of course it is.
Wow. My new favourite word.
Well, there we are. And it's a pointless answer, which means you leave here with that jackpot of £11,500.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's terrific. You've been brilliant throughout as well. And, you know, you've so nearly talked yourself out of it as well when you're going through the things. But it's the smart thing to do, because you had two that you knew were right answers. Might as well go for a punt. Enzymology, it's the branch of biochemistry concerned with enzymes, you'd be surprised to hear. Your other two answers wouldn't have got even close to pointless. Very, very well done, guys. I'll show you a few more pointless answers just in case people at home have got some of these. Anesthesiology, astrobiology, electrotechnology, embryology, ethnology, iconology, odontology, oology and osteology, all of those pointless answers. There's a few others here, but you did terrifically well with enzymology. If anyone at home said enzymology, well done, unless you're an enzymologist. Either of you guys are enzymologists, are you?
No.
Might take it up now, though.
I was going to say, you know what, you're virtually qualified just by knowing the word.
Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. Well, thanks once again to our winning players, Darren and Kieran, who go away with today's jackpot of £11,500. Very well done. Join us next time and we'll be putting more obscure knowledge to the test on Pointless. Meanwhile, it's goodbye from Richard.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me. Goodbye.